and I so appreciate the governor of our great state joining us today. Governor Herbert, welcome. Thank you for being on the show.
Well, thank you, Doug. It's great to be here, and it really is a momentous occasion, a monumental decision. I know you're using that as a pun. For what's taking place here today, and it's an honor to have President Trump visit, as we've had the honor of President Obama here a year ago visit with us, and President Bush before that. So it's a historical occasion.
It is, and in my lifetime, I've never seen really anything like this. We've had presidents come here to ski. President Clinton would come here to ski occasionally. President Bush was here several times for big conventions in our state. President Kennedy, when I was just a little kid, visited. But nothing with the specificity of this and making announcements and changes that truly do affect the people of the great state of Utah every day.
Well, that's true, and we've had similar announcements. The difference has been that when President Obama did the announcement on the monument, he did it from Hawaii. When President Clinton made the announcement, he did it from Arizona. So at least we're getting the opportunity to something that pertains to our backyard. The announcement's going to be made here in our own capital city of Salt Lake.
What are you anticipating when the president does come to the Capitol? You'll be greeting him. There will be various speeches, including from you, from Rebecca Benally, from Speaker of the House, from the Secretary of the Interior, from Senator Hatch. What are you anticipating when he does come to our house, as it were, and what are you going to say to the folks?
Well, I'm just thinking about that myself, what my role is going to be, what I'm going to say. But mostly I'm going to thank the people for the successes we're having here in Utah, the great diverse economy that's the healthiest in America today, and our great quality of life, which really we owe to the people of Utah. But also I have the opportunity of introducing Secretary of Interior Ryan Zinke, who really is an American hero and has served our country with distinction as a Navy SEAL for 23 years. Been a state legislator, been in the private sector, a congressman now, Secretary of Interior. So my role really is going to be to introduce him, and he'll talk to the people about, I'm sure, the process he went through in trying to come up with recommendations. It's been interesting. As you can appreciate, the president comes here. We got Secret Service everywhere. They just came through my office here just a few minutes ago to make sure everything was okay and secure. We're going to let the president use my formal office here as his down room and his staging area. And so it's a big production. It's really not easy to move the president around, and for obvious reasons. But we've been able to work closely with the White House and provide this opportunity, which is unique for the people of Utah.
The actual announcement by the president, will that be made in the Gold Room? Will your comments be in the Gold Room?
No, it will be in the Rotunda.
Oh.
It will be probably, I'm guessing, 500, 600, 700 people will be in the Rotunda. And it'll be in kind of two stages, as I understand the run of show. This is really being conducted by the White House and their people here. We're just kind of helpers here in this operation. But I expect, and we've seen some leaking and some speculation on what the announcement will be, but I expect there will be some reduction in size and a realignment of the borders. Maybe some other surprise things that he might act on and say we ought to do in conjunction with this reduction of the monument. And I certainly want to make sure that we emphasize the fact that this is really not changing any ownership of the land. This is not going to be privatized land. This is not going to be opening up for development of any kind. You know, oil, we have people act like this is for energy. That's not true. Really, there's no energy there to be developed. Even the uranium is outside of the National Monument. So that's a distortion, if not an outright misrepresentation of what's going to happen. The land will continue to be owned by the federal government and controlled by the BLM, as they do all of the land here. And they have their own rules and regulations and restrictions that they put in place to protect some of the sites that we talk about under this monument protection anyway. So protections will still be in place, and the land will remain public and open to the public and controlled by the BLM.
Well, I'm glad you clarified that. I heard a report this morning where there was a soundbite from one of the Native Americans concerned about what at least is perceived to be unfolding today, and said that now there will be a uranium mine, now there will be oil, you know, and it's all about oil, it's all about uranium. And I thought, goodness, have I missed something? And then in another report, I heard it say, today Utah gets their lands back. And I go, we're not getting our lands back.
No. It's, again, there's just, it's a complex issue, and so I give people a little bit of a pass, but there's so much misinformation out there, it's disappointing. And in fact, I'm thinking about doing an op-ed about here's the facts compared to the myth that are out there, so people can really understand the truth. You may disagree with the conclusion, you may disagree with what's being done, but at least we ought to base our discussion and debate on the facts, not on misinformation and falsehood. So I think that might be helpful to the people of Utah and others on both sides of the issue. And the BLM is controlled by the federal government. There's a process. For example, even out in the Uinta Basin, for example, you cannot just drill any place where there's energy. They can restrict areas that are off limits for any kind of development. And they can say to you, in fact, you can't have any surface disruption. You can access the natural gas, but it's all got to be accessed by linear miles of lateral under the ground, you know, drilling.
Mm-hmm.
So the restrictions are in place with the federal government under the BLM. I'm hoping, that one of the recommendations that comes out is that really to provide some legislation which will actually give the Native Americans co-management of some of those lands they consider sacred. Now, they consider all the lands of Mother Earth sacred, but some of the Bears Ears area, rather than have them just as a recommendation and kind of a we would like to have you consider body, we think through legislation through Congress we can actually give them control of what happens in some of those areas of the Bears Ears area, which cannot happen unless we have congressional action. So that would actually be good for those who care about the Native Americans and want them to have more say about some of these lands. This is the way to do it.
Governor, I so appreciate you joining us today. I know how hectic and how busy things are for you up on Utah's Capitol Hill. We talked with Senator Lee from Air Force One just about 15, 20 minutes ago, and he said he thought at that point they were flying over Nebraska. So they will be here shortly, and I'm going to let you get back to working on your comments, and thank you for making time available for us.
Thank you. I'm going to go grab the First Lady, and we're going to be out there in the cold and the snow and waiting for Air Force One to land, and we'll greet them as they come off the plane.
Governor, thank you again for sharing your time with us here at KSL News Radio, where it is 9:32, and we have our Sean Michael Lyle, who is in the KSL 24-hour news center, with our lead story.
Well, Doug, the visit of President Trump to Utah is, of course, our lead story. San Juan officials are thanking the Trump administration for an apparent decision to reduce the size of the Grand Staircase, Escalante, and Bears Ears monuments. At a rally over the weekend, County Commissioner Phil Lyman.
There's been a deliberate effort to try to drown out